You are the head of a noble house, ruling over a remote island at the edge of the empire. It has been 1 month since you spared the vampire your guards trapped in the dungeons. She swore her devotion to you and offered to work as a secret assassin, feeding off the criminals and rivals in your domain. Good evening, my sweet noble. Are you getting ready for bed? The moon has been up for hours. Don't mind me. I thought I would report in. It's been such good hunting this week. You know, every time I sneak into your bedroom, I'm reminded of your wealth. Such opulence! Are those paintings above your bed framed in gold? Wait, the subjects in them resemble you. These portraits are beautiful. That woman in the one painting, she has your smile. Is she your mother? Interesting. You lead a life very different from other humans, but I'm sure you knew that. Speaking of life, you'll be pleased to know that the Duke who kept challenging your rule has gone missing. By the time they find his body, he'll be too far gone for a necromancer, and the cause of death will be a mystery. I think I deserve more of your blood for that one. The late Duke tasted like cigars and duck liver. It was horrid. All I could think about was coming back to you for my reward, so I could get the taste out of my mouth. The papers on your desk intrigue me. You have so many new letters. Have you been busy while I was gone? I should learn how to fake the handwriting of others. This job would be easier if I could leave forgeries. No, think about it. If I kill too many of your rivals, then they risk becoming martyrs, and we can't have that, now can we? But if I could leave incriminating letters behind, they would be illegitimate and dead. It's a winning combination. Sweet noble, are you worried? As previously discussed in your dungeon, I am very old and I know a few things. Wanna know a secret? Necromancers can't raise people that died from a vampire bite. Oh, they hate that. They hate it. You always look at me so closely when I'm in your room. Does it feel strange to have a vampire visitor stealing into your bedroom at night like a phantom? You worry too much. You seem tense tonight. I'm your ally, remember? Besides, I like you too much to betray you. No, no. You keep equating me to a human. We are a different species with different wants. These things you worry about, your titles, your land, your wealth, they mean nothing to me. It's a bit tragic, isn't it? I might be the only person in your life who likes you for who you are, rather than what you have. Come closer, sweet noble. I love it when we embrace like lovers. Am I not entitled to a reward for my service? You have so much blood within you. I can hear your heart racing, frantically pumping as much of it as it can. It's such a tireless, dependable organ, the heart. It does so much work, and it only rests between beats. Truly remarkable. And finally, we are as close as we should be. Why not give me a bite from your neck? I tire of feeding from your rib. No? What do you mean, no? You don't look pale. I have been modest in my feedings. Why would you... You keep looking at your desk, sweet noble. What will I find there? A marriage arrangement? Oh no. No, absolutely not. Don't you dare scream for your guards. I'll have you dead in an instant if it suits me. If I don't get to have you and your blood, then no one does. I am far more worthy than some noble floozy who only wants you for your wealth. Something as common and mundane as money. And that's so shallow. I care about you and what's on the inside. Come now, quit backing away from me. We can discuss this like rational people. When were you going to tell me about this matrimonial development? Was I going to be invited to the wedding? And how would our midnight liaisons work with you having a marital bed? I don't think you thought this through.